Ruth, chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, Let me now go to the field, and glean among the ears of grain after him in whose eyes I will find favor. And she said to her, Go, my daughter. And she went, and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and by chance she happened on the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. And, look, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said to the reapers, Yahweh be with you. And they answered him, Yahweh bless you. Then Boaz said to his attendant who was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the attendant who was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabite damsel who came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, Let me glean, I pray you, and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and has remained standing from morning until now, her sitting now in the house has only been for a moment. Then said Boaz to Ruth, Do you not hear, my daughter? Don't go to glean in another field, neither pass from here, but stick here by my maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they reap, and go after them, have I not charged the young men that they will not touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said to him, Why have I found favor in your sight, that you should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said to her, It has fully been shown to me, all that you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother, and the land of your nativity, and have come to a people who you didn't know before. Yahweh recompense your work, and a full reward be given you of Yahweh, the God of Israel, under whose wings you came to take refuge. Then she said, Let me find favor in your sight, my lord, for you have comforted me and you have spoken kindly to your female slave, though I am not as one of your female slaves. And at mealtime Boaz said to her, Come here, and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he passed to her roasted grain, and she ate, and was sufficed, and left of it. And when she had risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and don't reproach her. And also pull out some for her from the bundles, and leave it, and let her glean, and don't rebuke her. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and she beat out that which she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that which she had left after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said to her, Where have you gleaned today? And where have you wrought? Blessed be he who took knowledge of you. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of Yahweh, who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said to her, The man is near of kin to us, one of our near kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, Yes, he said to me, You will stick by my young men, until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said to Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maidens, and that they don't meet you in any other field. So she stuck by the maidens of Boaz, to glean to the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law.